And take off our pants and get naked together and make love and make wonderful protest babies. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You're listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour at 8. Boom. If you have any calls, if you have any questions, if you'd like to speak to the black community as a whole, please feel free to speak up at this time. The number is 718-928-9732. Please speak freely. Or just shut up and stay in the corner, all right? Anyway, boom. It's been a wonderful day here in the Lynn of Brook. It's, yes, as the unofficial summer ends. This is the last unofficial weekend of summer. We are going into the laborious weekend of Labor Day weekend. It's going to be wonderful. Can't wait. Yeah, man. I hope everybody's had like a really fun summer. I know I have. Learned a lot about myself. I've learned, hey, you know, $10 still goes a long way. Two, like, you know, just because somebody leaves out furniture on the street, that doesn't mean it has bed bugs. Three, you know, just because somebody does leave furniture out on the street, maybe it does have bed bugs. Four, you know, maybe, just maybe, an orange-faced dictator will kill us, even though he wants to make everything great again. And by make everything great, he means he wants to kill us all. So there's that. Anyway, but if you feel differently, by all means, go ahead. Have your opinions. You know, I'm all about accepting everybody else's opinion too. All right. And if you'd like to express those opinions, please call up. Our lines are open at 718-928-9732. Ah, wonderful. As always, it is Wednesday in the fair borough of Brooklyn. The weather now is 82 degrees. Feels like 84 degrees with a humidity of 41% with a wind coming out of the north at no miles per hour. That's right. There's no wind, son. That's right. You just blowing hot air. If you feel wind, maybe you should just shut up. All right. There's no wind in Brooklyn right now. Okay. Today's a bad day to fly a kite. No kite flying today. You understand that? No kite flying in Brooklyn today. It's over. Just not right now. Okay, this is just a bad time to fly a kite. Put it away. Put it away. What? Yeah. No. It's a good time to put a puzzle together. You got a puzzle, by all means. You want to play Scrabble? Connect Four? By all means. Kite flying? No. Perhaps another day. All right. Well, let's wait till Columbus Day weekend or something like that. I don't know. Is that even a thing? Columbus Day weekend? Like, if it is, call me up and let me know. All right. Yeah. What are we going to talk about today? Today, we shall discuss Colin Kaepernick in full, because, you know, some of you folks, and I don't know who you are, you know, really don't get it. Some of you need to just open up your eyes, calm down, and just realize the fact that you're wrong, and understand that Colin Kaepernick, who could go around and give you the "I told you so," is letting you know, like, look, I was up on this way before it happened. You should have seen it before we had an orange-faced dictator. Know this. Right? Oh, yeah. But that's okay. That's all right. You didn't know. I know. Everybody was chilling in the sunshine, talking about he would never win, this and that, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're free to do whatever you want in America, a colored person. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. But anyway, I digress. We'll be discussing the Colin of the Kaepernick. We'll also be tonight's show I'd like to dedicate to the late great Dick Gregory. Oh man, Dick Gregory. I didn't get a chance to do this from the last show and everything like that. I apologize. Maybe it just slipped me in. There was just way too much going on. You know, there's a couple of things going on. A friend of mine passed away sometime last week, and I didn't really get a chance to grieve them properly. He's a comedian friend of mine by the name of Joe Rocha. He's a really cool dude and everything like that. But he passed away, and it's been affecting me and everything. But at the same time, not necessarily to the point where, you know, you don't have to call in on me and to go check on me and pat on my back. I'm gonna be all right. You know, so I'm a big boy. I'm okay. We'll figure this thing out. You know, but there were so many things I believe going on last week, whereas I didn't necessarily take the time to take time to give thanks for the presence of the ancestors who've come before us, such as, you know, Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory, you know, is more than a comedian. more than an agitator, you know, and more than someone came out with a really decent way to diet and cleans your system out with grapefruit juice, whatever. All right. You know, when the stories come out, most people will probably put him back there as an also-ran and this and that. And, you know, maybe he was just a dissident, you know, who lost his mind. And I'm like, you know what? You can talk, like, people can think old folks talk crazy. And then when you look back at the tapes, old folks already told you what was going on. But you were afraid to listen because you thought you knew too much. I'm just saying, people need to understand. Open your ears. Stay woke. All right? You know, like, I'm just letting you know right now, Dick Gregory was on some stuff. You know, yes, some of it was way past you, but that's okay. You know, when you're talking about grand things, some things are just going to get way past you. Not everything. You're not going to get everything at once. You know, think of it like a 10 course meal or something like that. You're not getting everything at once. You know, it's layered. So as you move on and progress in life, you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, so this is what it sounds like when doves cry. You know what I'm saying? You'll finally get it. But yeah, like Dick Gregory was on like another level, like on some stuff, man. And I appreciate it, all of it. If you don't necessarily know about his early days, when Dick Gregory was doing like his heyday when he was doing like the Playboy Comedy Hour and all that stuff, with Hugh Hefner and all that, you know, like, you can look it up. Most of it's on YouTube, or if you're like in the New York City area, you can probably go to like Paley Center and go look up some videos of Dick Gregory. Like, that dude was beast. That dude was beast. He was, you know, social commentary, you know what I'm saying? Laid the way for, like, you know, social commentary in comedy, you know what I'm saying? Being clever at the same time, not necessarily being so much clever. In fact, his social commentary came past the time that he was doing comedy. Because the thing is, he probably laid that on a little bit later, you know, like, but for the most part, you know, we as a generation, as this living generation, should be so happy to have had like a living ancestor to, like, you know, show us, like, look, keep your eyes open, stay focused on this. That's the noise. This is the prize. All right. Keep your eye on the prize and forget the noise. The noise is always going to happen. All right. And I appreciate Dick Gregory for that. You always got, like, remember, there will always be distractions. But if you keep your hands on, like, what truly matters, no one can steal that from under you. And what truly matters is integrity, understanding, you know, stop selling yourself out for money, you know what I'm saying, and giving yourself up, you know, and not just money, you know, but just things that just don't matter, you know, like. The true things that truly matter are truly inside of you. You really got to, like, and whatever's inside of you, you really got to dig deep. The good things inside of you truly matter. All that. But hey, some of y'all just want to, you know, floss on the weekends, chill out, and, you know what I'm saying, and go on The Bachelor and, think you're going to be happy with, you know what I'm saying, a $75,000 wedding. You know, that's not happiness. You know, happiness is inside. Happiness is what you make of it. But the thing is, happiness is within you. You decide what happiness is. Happiness is not flowers. It's not a sunny day. Happiness is you standing in the middle of the storm saying, I am not moved by this. And I'm going to be okay because I shall remain and the storm will subside. Boom. Wow, I just felt like Joel Osteen there. Wow, did I just preach to y'all? Oh my God, I felt like I've just preached. Oh, amen. Oh, if y'all could turn now to if y'all could turn now to Psalms. Yes, we're gonna turn now to Psalms. Anyway, look, take it for what you wanna. I'm just putting it out there, you know. Dick Gregory was a genius, and that's all I'm gonna say about it. You can feel the way you want to the way you want about him. I'm gonna tell you he was a genius. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, listen to his YouTubes. Go back to some of the stuff he says. He disarms you with the information that he has, with a whole lot of comedy, but there's a lot of information under there that people do not listen to. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like that line in in Cell Therapy. Listen to me now, but believe me later on, in the future. That's right. I might play some Cell Therapy for y'all, because y'all don't even know what Cell Therapy is. Oh, you know what? Whatever. We're gonna put that on the playlist today. Anyway, so that's what's going on. I will come back to you. We'll talk to you about some Colin Kaepernick and everything like that. Yo, keep it locked here. We got a little more Marvin for y'all. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Keep it locked. We'll talk to you later. Studio at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, taking to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Remick Benice, once again, just chiming in with the folks on Facebook Live. And also you, the listening party on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Thank you all for tuning in. What's up, Cecil Riley? Hope everything is well with you. Hope everything's good. What's up with you, Todd Weiss? What's up? I'm good. I can't complain. We out here in the building just trying to take myself into the end of the unofficial end of the summer. You know what I'm saying? This is Brooklyn. So the unofficial end of the summer always winds up somewhere on the Parkway of Eastern Parkway of Brooklyn with the West Indian Day Parade. That's going to be fun. I hope everybody, if you don't attend or if you haven't attended, then by all means, like, it's something you should do. It's pretty cool out there. So, moving forward, I don't know if I'm going to attend this year. Like, I've gone out there for like the last maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. It's cool, whatever. You know, you get out there, get yourself a little, something to eat, see the booty shaking and everything like that. And hopefully there's no like rabble rousing. So there's that. So can't complain. What's on my mind? I don't know. What's on my mind? I was going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Because so apparently this, if you don't know already, there's this whole situation with a lot of fans and the league has already seen it, where there seems to be a lot of backlash due to the fact that Colin Kaepernick can't get a job or can't even get on somebody's like squad before starting this NFL season. And the thing is, it is truly just ridiculous. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is one. He's an able-bodied individual. You know what I'm saying? He had a pretty decent year for when they did put him in. You know, he had 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, but whatever. But that's not why he's not in there. Everybody knows exactly why he's not in there. He's not in there because he took a knee during the national anthem throughout the whole year and everything like that. And his stance was, you know, until he sees a positive movement towards like better racial progression against the policy that police have against people of color, then I'm going to keep my stance and take a knee. And for the most part, he's decided, like, you know what, this year, you know, he's seen some things that changed. However, the folks, but there's a lot of like players who are in the league who decided, like, you know what, with whatever happened to Charlottesville, like, that's out the door. And pretty much the knee has come back. You know what I'm saying? And I look, I'm with Colin Kaepernick on this. You know what I'm saying? You got to support him. You know, because the thing is, you're allowed to protest. You're a peaceful protest. You know, when you didn't hurt anybody. Look, I'm all down for the peaceful protest. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Colin Kaepernick. Hope everything's well with you. You know what I'm saying? Stay strong in your struggle, brother. Like, we with you. That's all I have to say about that. You know what I mean? If you feel different, oh well. You know, you can call in 718-928-9732. We can talk about it and have civil discourse. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be civil with it, well then go on with your raggedy ass. I don't give a damn about you. All right. Boom. Shout outs to Debo Middleton. Debo! Shout out to Connecticut. Shout out to Stamford, Connecticut. I can't believe that place is still open for business. So Debo chimes in with Brooklyn this weekend, fam. I'm out there. No more Harlem. Everybody moved to Brooklyn. Oh yes. That's right. I told you. We in the building, Brooklyn. Everybody was talking about Harlem on the rise. Yeah, Harlem prices are on the rise. But Brooklyn, we still standing. We here. We in the building. Let me tell you about this. Brooklyn will always be in the house. That's right. Brooklyn is always in the house. Yeah, Harlem, yeah, everybody can go uptown, whatever. Brooklyn is in the house, damn it. All right? You understand this? Please understand that Brooklyn will forever be in the house. Canarsie, stand up. East Flatbush, present. All right. Crown Heights, here. Prospect Heights, yo. Bed-Stuy, what up? Brownsville, like, it's always there, son. Brooklyn will always be in the house. In the end, Brooklyn wins. Let me show you how much Brooklyn wins. Let's talk about Rockefeller Records for a second. once upon a time, there was a trio of Dame Dash, Kareem Biggs Burke, and Jay-Z. Yeah, Jay-Z won. You know why? Because Brooklyn wins in the end. That's right. Brooklyn, we are quiet. We make moves. But in the end, we get ours. So shout out to Brooklyn. Hey, high five all of Brooklyn. That's right. High five. Boom. We done did it. That's right. Oh man. Brooklyn, we do all right. We do all right. Y'all could be loud. Y'all could go hard in the paint and everything like that. Like in the end, I'll put it like this. Here's how good Brooklyn's gonna do it. You know, Bobby Shmurda, he's in jail right now. At the end, there'll be a lottery ticket for him. Brooklyn, we in the house. That's all I have to say about that. We in the house. We gonna be all right. You know, shout out to Bobby Shmurda. Like, hold your head up, kid. We like, hopefully you get home soon, son. I'm saying. Oh man. Yeah. What else is going on out there in Radio Free Brooklyn land? If you'd like to call up, please by all means go ahead and 718-928-9732. Or if you're on Facebook Live, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff on your mind and everything like that. I appreciate the open candor of talk, of back and forth radio talk, yada yada yada. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking to somebody this summer, just recently, about the song of the summer. Now, the thing is, not to switch topics, but I'm switching topics. The song of the summer, for the most part, someone is telling me is Despacito. And I'm like, please, God, please. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear baby Jesus. Oh, Allah. Oh, Inshallah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, universe. Please let it not be Despacito. Please let it not be Despacito. You know, because Despacito I put it like this. Despacito, to me, is like listening, especially with the Justin Bieber one, is like listening to the Celino and Barnes jingle and everything like that. It's pretty much the same thing. In fact, I'm gonna put Celino and Barnes jingle as the song of the summer. There you go. The Celino and Barnes jingle. Celino and Barnes, injury attorney, 800-888-8888. Yeah, that's the song of the summer, because I'm not giving it to Despacito. I will fight you if you say different. I do not care. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling I think last year, like, to me, the song of the summer shouldn't be something annoying, you know. But hey, everybody's got their opinion. Oh well, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, yeah. Speaking about the song, this summer's been rough. But shout out to everybody in Houston. Things are looking rough out there for you folks. But I hope folks in Houston and places in and around Houston will do well. Unlike your president, I'm not going to be like, hey, good luck. Oh, by the way, if you want to cop my white hat, please go on to MAGA.com. You know what I'm saying? To buy my hat. In fact, this hat's going to keep you good through the storm. No. You know what I'm saying? We lift you up in prayer, you know what I'm saying? And good thoughts and wishes. And if you wish to send money, you know what I'm saying? Please support them through whatever vetted charities that you find, that you believe that those charities will allow your money to do the best for the evacuees through this tragedy. All right. If you don't feel like going through the major charities, that's fine. But if you find a charity that you've vetted and you want to do that to, go ahead by all means. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not telling you which ones to put out your money to. You know what I'm saying? That's not my job. But I'm telling you, look, hey, if you're in that situation, look, we're probably what, 3-4 years removed from Sandy? What is it, 2012? So 5 years? So Superstorm Sandy hit New York, New Jersey, 5 years ago. Hey, that was crazy. That was crazy. All right, people were displaced. Things were upside down. So hey, I know financially, if you don't have it like that, that's fine. You can there's other ways to give and do things. But you know what I'm saying. For all the people who are in Houston, if you can give, then by all means do. You know what I mean? Anyway, all right. Facebook Live, you've been wonderful. If you want to listen to the rest of the show, I'll be here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk to you, and I'm out. Boom. Yay. For the rest of us, boom. Back to us. Moving forward with the rest of the show. Yay. Just like to talk about some things that I want to talk about some things that have come across my page and everything like that. But before that, I'm going to put on a little more Marvin Gaye for you, because Marvin's amazing. So keep it locked here at ReadyFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm Remy. Talk to you soon.
Since we've been apart, baby, God has healed my heart. And darling, your love is just like music.
Jumped into the band. That's right. Oh, just like music. Oh, Marvin. Rest in peace, Marvin Gaye. Oh, man. It's been too long, damn it. It's been too long. It's been too long. Anyway, good times, good times. Yes, today's beer part of the show has been brought to you by Twisted Tea. Twisted Tea, make of finest beverages. So twisted. not so much tea. Delicious drink. Moving forward. All right. Yes. So get all that out of my system. Yay. So this is the portion of the show where I ask the listeners, are we winning? Because this is ever since January 20th, we're supposed to start winning. So do you feel like a winner? If not, do you feel like you've just been given a participation trophy and told to shut up and just go to the corner? If you feel that, either way you feel, please call up at 718-928-9732 or not. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'll be here. Whatever, whatever. We in the building. We in the building. Yay. So many people so angry. Wanna talk about it. Everybody wants to talk about impeachment. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about impeachment, but not anybody didn't bring their peaches. How you going to talk about impeachment and didn't bring your peaches, man? You got to bring some peaches for the impeachment, right? You know? I mean, it's the only right way. It's the right way. You got to bring some peaches. You got to bring some peaches to get impeached. All right, brother. This is the way it is. All right? This can't come empty-handed. There's no handouts out here. You got to bring some peaches to get impeached. All right. So where your peaches now? Okay. Let me talk to you now. Come on, bro. Hey, look at me now. Okay. Good. All right. Thank you, Cleotis. I'll talk to you, man. Yes. So everybody's talking about impeachment and, yay. You'll soon get a cable guy over to your spot to get like the hookup before you get impeachment. Can we all disagree to that right about now? I mean, you can get a new waiter at Red Lobster quicker than impeachment. There's so many things that'll happen before impeachment. You know what I'm saying? Taylor Swift will have 4 new boyfriends and 4 new breakup albums before impeachment. All right. We will probably see another eclipse of the sun, which is only in 7 years, mind you. The next eclipse of the sun is in 2024, April 8th, 2024. And most likely there'll be an impeachment after that. You know, like because the government moves as slow as an elephant dying. There you go. I don't know what's going on. I mean, my thing is, you know, if you're on the road and you see somebody swerving back and forth through 3 or 4 lanes, you can clearly just call them out and everything like that. Do a citizen's arrest, put them to the side, whatever. You know what I mean? And the thing is calling the authorities. Impeachment takes some time, you know, impeachment must be white collar crime. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's hard to prove white collar crime. Impeachment is, it's just a whole bunch of bullshit. I mean, seriously, you know, who stole the cookie in the cookie jar? Well, hold on. Did we discuss this as a cookie jar? Perhaps this was a jar full of scones and we did not know that. We believed that scones were free and cookies you had to pay for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand this. Like, get this thing done. If this man lacks capacity. Like, 45 Savage is out here to kill us. That's right. I'm just saying, there's a Clementine Orange. There's a Clementine Orange acting as a human being, a 71-year-old human being with the illest smug face, you know what I'm saying? A very punchable smug face, mind you. Like Martin Shkreli smug. Like that dude is going to kill us via civil war or nuclear holocaust with North Korea or just blatant stupidity. But jeez, if we're going by the feelings of gut of a 71-year-old fat white guy, I'm going to go with no thank you. I want to get off this ride, you know? And I know it's too late because I'm not going to claim like I'm going to Canada. That's not going to happen. I love the Canadians. I love poutine. Molson is delicious. Great. But no, I'm going to stick this out. you know, because I like, you know, because just like all those things you hear about the those radioactive, like, you know, aftermaths of like, oh yeah, well, the roaches lived and everything like that, and Twinkies around. Yeah, black people are gonna stick around too, because we've seen your worst, you know. Clearly, you know what I'm saying, clearly the alt-right white supremacists have been at work, and they've put together their Frankenstein, and their Frankenstein is 45 Savage. This dude is the worst. I mean, oh, you've outdone yourself. Let me applaud you. Let me applaud your God. How did y'all go this far? Who has the time to get into the lab to create this moron? I mean, come on. Like, oh my God. Y'all done it. Y'all outdone yourselves. Whoever done it, y'all have outdone yourselves. I can't believe it. Oh man. The crazy part is every week there's something new. Anything that would have outdone somebody else and shamed somebody else, there's something new. I'm like, how far do we have to go? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, white supremacy hasn't really, like, pushed anybody off the edge. Because clearly, like, even the white supremacist is like, oh, come on. Who hasn't hated a nigger in the past? Come on. Jeez. Can we love all the niggers? Can we love all of them? God damn it. Jeez. I don't love all the wetbacks. Come on. Who's going to love all of them? Come on. I mean, but I'm just saying, yo, this dude has outdone himself. Superbly. I mean, and my thing is like, oh, but wait, there's more. Because that's all I could think. I'm like, oh my God. You wake up every day and you're like, what has he done now? Oh no, there's more. I'm like, what would he have to do to like truly just like disgust everybody? I mean, we can get a picture of him and Ivanka at like in a tickle fest or something that's gone too far. Is that what it is? Do we, I mean, because the thing is, it's almost as if, like, I think some of us are okay with incest now because of Game of Thrones. Anybody? No? Just me? No? If you want to call, like, no, call in at 718-928-9732. Please, by all means. Because the thing is, I don't know. I mean, look, we just passed the 3-year anniversary where, you know, America wasn't shocked that a black president wore a tan suit. And he was called unpresidential for wearing a tan suit, for having swag, mind you, for having swag, for being cool like that, for just being slick as he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? Looking like he walked out of like the best blaxploitation movie ever, you know. But hey, he was unpresidential. A president wouldn't wear that, this and that. It's not like he was selling the suit himself. Unlike some people who wear a freaking hat that says USA 45 on the side, looks like a fucking schlep. Look at that. Ugh. But what does he really have to do to really get in everybody's craw? You know what? I bet here's what he'd have to. I bet if 45 Savage joined Black Lives Matter, if he was if there were pictures of him playing spades at the cookout, maybe, just maybe, you know, that would interfere with the whole base. Because everybody would be like, wait, what's going on? Why are you sitting with them? That's right. Why are you sitting with those people? And then, maybe just then, maybe that's what has to, like, you know, shake the core of the earth and everything like that. Like, because I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that we've gone this far. That you know what I'm saying? I'm shocked that no one's like said to themselves, like, okay, this guy is not well equipped for this. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you leave the house and you know you see it raining and then you walk back in and you go get an umbrella. We are 2 miles in to the walk and we are drenched in straight up orange juice. I'd like to call it, it's probably urine because that's what he likes most, but we're going to call it orange juice for the sake of this show because I don't know if there's children listening, so I don't want to explain the whole urine thing, so whatever. Shout out to all the parents who allow people to listen, their children to listen to Freeform Radio. We appreciate you. Boom. You know, I'm going to take this time to also say, hey, if you'd like to, if you love listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, thank you for being a listener. And if you'd like to underwrite Radio Free Brooklyn, by all means, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And there's a button that says donate. You can donate to you can donate to a show, or if you'd like to underwrite RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, that can be set up too. Okay, and we thank you for your list. We thank you for listening to us. We if you you're open to partnerships, by all means, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We can set that up. Thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Boop. Anyway, yes. So, but I'm shocked, not necessarily dismayed. I'm just more so like, I'm just shocked. You know what I mean? Like, oh well. It's okay. It, like, people can talk about, oh, I'll never sell my soul out for money. I'm like, no. Like, if somebody puts out the right price, they sure would. You know what I'm saying? Because America sure has. I'm just saying. Whatever. Anyway, I'd like to put out my nominee for the Hood Song of the Summer. This is from a young artist by the name of Cardi B. This track is called Bodak Yellow. It's good in the streets. All the cool kids love this. All right, so boom. So shout out to Cardi B. Keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You listen to Butt Sweat and Beers.
Can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent and the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father wanna build. Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go, this shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold, tell that little bitch play her role. I just a rover, no rolls, I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank, no, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steaks, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, a life frosted flakes. Hard to let these bitches know, just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from Mona Scott. That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't got gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves. Bloody moves, bloody
moves. Oh yeah. Oh, that is the song that the kids need to go back to school with. Right there. That right there, my friends. That's back to school music. Back to school. All of you little street urchins. Back to school next week. Oh my God. It's going down. Back to school. Back to school with all the children. Oh my God. It's 1 week till all you back to school. Shout out to all the all my friends who are teachers out there. It's over. Get it out the way now. Oh, all that rosé drinking, wearing white on boats and everything like that, going to parties and everything like that. Oh, crudé and charcuterie and box wine. It's over. Boom. You going back into the drill again. Back to the salt mines. Go teach these kids, all right? And if you ain't teaching these kids, you need to go find a new habitat to go do some work and everything, because these kids need to learn, all right? Because the children are our future. And I seen some of them, and I don't know if they're going to make it there. I don't know. I'm just saying. But for all those who are good teachers trying to be great teachers, I'm just saying, yo, I hope you got it in this summer. You know what I'm saying? Your work's cut out for you for the upcoming school year. All right? Boom. So shout out to all the teachers and everything like that. Yes, we're winding down this week's show and everything like that. You've all been wonderful, eh? Oh man, I love you all. Love all the listeners. I love all the listeners out there. Thank you for making the show what it is. And thank you for supporting Radio Free Brooklyn. You are the wind beneath my wing. Yeah, you are the cushion beneath my fart. You allow me to gain warmth under my thigh when I thought it was just going to be a cold draft. I appreciate you all. Oh, happy Kwanzaa to all of you. Happy Kwanzaa to all of you. Anyway, if you want to get in contact with me, you can friend me at Remick Benice. That's RemickBenice. And I'm on Facebook and on Twitter at Remick Benice. Or if you are on Instagram, go on Remsterdam. That's at Remsterdam. All right. And I'm a friend to all, unless you're like some kind of hater devil bastard who decides to like be like a Nazi or somebody who's just not open to understanding, like, you know, like people of all races and nationalities can get along. If you're that dude or that chick, I don't want, like, then be gone with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about peace. You know what I'm saying? I'm not kumbaya all the time, but for the most part, you know what I'm saying? I like to pass the blunt. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right? So get over yourselves. All right? Anyway. So weekly affirmation. Let's see. So this weekend, like I said, once again, it's going down in Brooklyn. If you haven't been to the West Indian Parade, I suggest that you check it out once a year. I suggest you check see what's going on with the natives. They're not that bad. And they're not that bad. Okay? All right. The natives are not getting restless. The natives have always been the natives. So get over yourselves. Anyway, so I don't know what's going on with Juve, but, you know, everybody be careful out there. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? You know, Juve happens, was it Sunday night into Monday morning? The parade goes on from all day Monday. But I believe pretty much once it hits Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, look, it's Labor Day weekend. Everybody's getting it in. You know, get your rocks off, get your socks off. You know, you'll have plenty of time to go Netflix and chill sometime during the winter. All right. So, hey, get out there and enjoy the summer, enjoy the unofficial end of the summer while we have it and everything like that. So we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Oh my God. Oh my God. So yeah. But as the summer ends, cuffing season begins, my friends. Oh, for And for all of you who have not been recruiting for cuffing season, I feel bad for you. But at the same time, like, you should have known better. You know, cuffing season was coming. Cuffing season was coming, and you should have known better. You know what I'm saying? It was coming. You should have been recruiting all summer long. I don't know who you I don't know what your recruits look like. I don't know what your bench looks like, but cuffing season is a real thing. All right? Cuffing season is upon us. In fact, preseason for cuffing season starts next week. All right? Cuffing season doesn't approach until like the we get the first until we get like pretty much the first 40 degree day, maybe. I would say like, yeah. I would say like cuffing season doesn't start till about like right around the NBA season. So like, let's see, the last around the last weekend of October, the first weekend of November, let the cuff begin, you know. And if you don't know what cuffing season is, just look it up. It'll be fine. Anyway, I wish you all well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who made the show amazing. Shout out to the studio. Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I know it's early in the season to say this, but I wish you all a happy Kwanzaa. If you know what I'm saying, I like to celebrate Kwanzaa all season long, because every day is Kwanzaa. You don't have to wear a dashiki or a kente cloth to appreciate Kwanzaa. Because the thing is, I don't have to wait till like weekends to appreciate brunch. So why should I have to wait till like, you know, after Christmas to appreciate Kwanzaa? There you go. Put that in your heads. Anyway, if you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, thank you once again. Stay tuned for Ear Hammer with Ramel. She's awesome. Caw-caw. Anyway, I leave you with a little cuffing season music. All right. Well, we're gonna see what we can do for you. Anyway, I love you all. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. Stay up. And hey, don't be a dick this weekend. All right. Happy Kwanzaa.
Calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah,
these hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah,
told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Woo!
Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter.
Ooh.
Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter.
Woo!
These hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking winter.
Yeah. You was in La Marina all summer.
Every
you was up in Toxic all summer.
Turn up.
Now it's getting chilly, that's the fall coming.
Woo!
Now a nigga get a call from her, what's up, how you been, how the summer, how that end. I'm like some bitch stringing me along like a violin. She was too busy hosting, on Instagram posting, hashtag no filter, aka ho filter, with the innocent face, but you so guilty. Now I'ma take her in like a whole shelter, when there's a few niggas that I know killed her. Four Celtics, Nick Guard, you know Felton, some nigga in Atlanta, Air Trainer, no Delta. Been naughty all year, tryna end it nicely. Summer hoes turning into winter wifey.
These hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
These hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Woo!
Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter.
Ooh.
Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter.
Woo!
These hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Woo!
Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking
yeah.
winter.
You was in Club Live every Sunday. You was in KOD every Monday. Just like Lil Wayne said,
live on Sundays, King of Diamonds Monday.
Oh, you been working out? You think I'm dumb or what? I know how a winter gut turned into a summer butt. She bought 10, he paid for the shots. But why the lime arena for the thoughts? Hard digging bazooka. Maybe a little hookah. She thinking Philippe, I'm thinking Chipotle.